Welcome to Mafia, a new podcast telling stories of America's criminal underworld.
Gotti assumed the position of head of the Gambino family.
And using the name Donnie Brasco, I was able to infiltrate the Bonanno crime family in New York City.
Bugsy Siegel is an American mob legend.
One man changed the whole texture and landscape of crime in America.
Listen to Mafia every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
Rachel and Jackie from The Gray and Green Show. If you haven't listened to our podcast yet, you are missing out.
Get it online, 1053hotfm.com.
You can also get it on iTunes, of course. But we are very lucky to have an awesome sponsor, Urban Obsession, in downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street. They're an amazing salon right in downtown GR. And get this, if you tell them that Rachel and Jackie sent you, they're going to give you a full set of Novalash eyelash extensions for only $100. This is an insane deal. So make sure you visit Urban Obsession in downtown GR and Fountain Street and tell them Jackie and Rachel sent you. How you doing, Jack?
Pretty good.
Yeah. How's your week going?
It's going okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of slow this week. Like,
what
everything feels like it's taking forever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready for the weekend.
Jackie and I both suffer from super impatience. Mm-hmm. Like, we like things to move quickly.
Sometimes when I'm here at work, it's like I sit down, I start my show, and I'm like, oh man, it's got to be almost time for the hot drive at 5. It's got to be 5 o'clock. I look up and it's like 3:20. I'm like, how have I only done one break?
It's episode 54 of The Gray and Green Show. And yes, I completely agree with that. Sometimes I look at the clock and I'm like, how is it only 7 a.m.?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, when I did mornings, I used to have that too.
Yeah. When did you do mornings?
For Fox 17.
Oh, for the TV station.
When did you
I'm really out of it today. I don't know why. Like, I don't know. Do you ever have days where you just feel like you're living your life in a bubble?
Yeah.
Like you're just trying to get through
this
it.
Everything's
in a tunnel. And maybe that's because the holidays are coming up. Does that stress you out?
No, I love the holidays. I love that I get out of work and I get to do fun stuff with my family.
Yeah.
And I can, like, just lay around in my pajamas.
Now next week's Thanksgiving, we are going to take Wednesday off from the podcast.
Yeah,
we
no podcast
doing it.
Week.
Sorry, we're actually a day late today, but you had some stuff going on, right?
Well, we moved and we don't have daycare in our new town yet. We're living in Caledonia now. So from Caledonia to Rockford with no traffic, it's like 28 minutes.
Yeah.
With traffic in the morning, it's like 40.
So you've got to drive far to get Greenie
to
daycare.
Forever. And yesterday I just didn't have time and I had other things to do. So I had to get her to daycare.
So we are a day late this week. And next week we're going to skip because it is the holiday. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Do you have Thanksgiving plans?
My family's coming over to our apartment. So see how that goes.
They're coming over to your new place?
New place. It's an apartment.
Yeah, but it's still exciting.
No, it's small and I have a big family.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So are you cooking?
No, we're going to buy everything.
You're going to buy everything?
Yeah.
Like, where do you go get it?
Like, Bob Evans. I'm not doing anything.
Oh, damn.
I'm the lazy.
So, Aaron's grandma, she's like, I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but she's like 82. And she caters in Boston Market for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a couple years ago. It was so good.
I'd rather cater in Bob Evans than go and do and make anything, especially because our apartment's really big and nice, and we love it for the three of us. But I don't know why my family's like, it's your turn to host it. And they're like, I'm like, Mom, I'm in an apartment now.
Right.
And so it's me, Jim, my mom and dad, my sister and brother-in-law, my niece, Greenlee, all in our apartment for Thanksgiving dinner. So
I think it'll be fun. You'll have a good time.
It'll be fine. It's just not.
How long does Thanksgiving last? Like, do people stay or do they leave?
No, they leave.
Oh, really? My crew's definitely staying because I'm having it too. You and I are both throwing Thanksgiving this year.
I threw it last year too, but we had the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I know a story I was going to tell you.
Wait, how'd you get roped into throwing it again?
Just because they throw every single holiday, so this is the one that they asked me to do.
Oh, got you. What was your story for me? What?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to die.
What?
It's the power of telephone when
you
work on the radio.
I wish you could see her face right now. I'm so excited. Go.
So, you know how when you're on the radio and you say something, someone hears it, then they tell someone else, who tells someone else, who tells someone else.
Like telephone.
Always gets like messed up. Like, I heard Rachel said she did this.
Yes.
And it's never what you said.
Happens all the time, especially when you work in this business.
So have I ever said to you, I trashed my house? I've never said that, have I?
No.
Exactly. So I did a break on the radio talking about how we cleaned out the house and we realized just how much junk we had, and I had to trash a lot of stuff. That was yes. what I said.
Yes, so, you talked about because you actually like got rid of your
couch and
stuff.
We got rid of so much stuff.
Right.
Well, and we just cleared out the basement. I mean, my husband's father died in 2008.
Yeah.
And we had literally inherited all of his
everything.
Things. Everything from the basement that was his. Like baseball cards.
Was that really hard for Jim
hangings.
To get rid of stuff?
We didn't get rid of a whole lot of it, but we did have to go through some stuff that was like, we don't need this. Like, this yeah. isn't, Steve wouldn't even want care. Like, it's not.
Right.
This is
oh,
nothing.
Terrible.
Like, 100 coffee mugs. Like, what? That kind of things that we had.
He collected
just,
them?
No, we just had it because Jim's mom has sold the house for you. It's a long story.
Okay, so anyway, did somebody say that?
Oh, I guess this gets better.
Okay.
So we're in our house, in our new apartment. We're all watching a movie, and Greenlee was asleep, and our friend Jake was over. And he had gone on a date with someone, I don't know who, a while back. And so they were friends on Snapchat.
Okay.
And he gets a Snapchat, and she must have just sent it to people. And it was he goes, look at the Snapchat. It's the inside of my old house. In my kitchen, and it says, I work for a cleaning service, and I heard that this is Jackie Green's old house, and she trashed it.
What?
Yes!
So wait, the girl? Somebody took a photo in your home.
Yes, my old home. It's sold.
And sent it to this girl that your friend
guy,
is...
Jake.
This guy... I'm confused. Okay. How... The girl that he's dating Snapchatted
nope.
the photo.
Nope.
Okay, back up. Do it again.
Okay, I can tell you one more time.
Really quick.
He went on a date with someone.
Okay.
So he knew her. It didn't work out. They are friends on Snapchat. That's it.
Okay.
They don't date. This was months ago. So then this weekend, she must have sent a snap. And you know how people Snapchat and you're like, why are you Snapchatting me?
Oh, wait. Did she send it to him?
Yes. She sent it to him and he was in my living room with me. That's what I'm telling you. And the Snapchat was of my kitchen at my old house that I just sold. And it said, I work for a cleaning service. And I was hired to clean this house. I heard it was Jackie Green's from 105.3, and she says she trashed it.
And she sent that to him.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
How many people do you think she sent it to, though? Because she didn't just send it to him.
She took a photo of your home?
Yep.
I'd be calling and getting that girl fired. She
right.
cannot take photos of your place that you, well, you used to live in.
Right.
And send them to... I would call and get that girl fired.
It wasn't even dirty. And it wasn't even my house, though.
But was she placing judgment?
No, I think this is
I'm
what
like
this,
hot right now.
This is what the caption said. And I'm going to try to get it exactly right. The caption said, I work for a cleaning service and I was hired to clean this house because for new people to move in. And it said, I heard Jackie Green from 105.3 Hot FM owned this house. And she said on the radio she trashed it. That's what it's.
First off, A, you never said you trashed
that
house.
Never said
you
I trashed it.
You did say that you had things you needed to throw
exactly.
in the trash. Which, by the way, now I'm pissed and I'm ready to bring this bitch down. Which, by the way, happens no matter where you live and you're moving out of a house.
I know.
I pulled my bed away from the wall when I moved and it was caked in dog hair. Big whoop. I'm a human.
I was hot. And Jake's like, shouldn't have told you. You look mad. I go, I'm not mad at you. It's not your fault. I'm like... And I looked at Jim, I go, and that is why I get worked up, Jim, when the dog accidentally has an accident on the carpet. Because I'm like,
oh no, F that girl.
You know what I mean?
That happens.
Because that's the crap people do. You don't know me, bitch. Don't go around Snapchatting my old home.
And saying I heard she trashed it?
Yeah.
First off, if you're going to take what we're saying on the air.
It's my house.
It
was my house.
I was
mad.
I'm hot right now.
I know.
You know what, though? It makes me wonder, who takes photos of our things? Like us, maybe in public, or when I've hired somebody to put new carpet in my house, or
the old morning show I interned on years ago, like 2008. I remember them telling me a story once where the one of the guys who was like the lead guy on the show told me that he would have people like approach him on the street of his neighborhood taking selfies in front of his house and say things like, and he'd be like, "What are you doing?"
Oh my God!
And they'd say, "Oh, sorry, do you care? I was taking a picture because I."
This is why I don't talk to my neighbors. This is why I don't talk to my neighbors.
And he's like, yeah, I do care. Like, but how do I say that without being rude? You know? Like,
yeah, no, I, at that point, I know this is terrible and you can call me a bitch all day, but like if somebody's doing something like that, if somebody's taking photos inside my home, if somebody's putting up a photo of the front of my home, anything that's going to put me in danger,
right.
I'm going to be a bitch to you about.
And the thing is with this, the reason why it's so weird is I had already closed and sold. It wasn't my house anymore. The title was in someone else's name. It wasn't mine anymore. And it was 100% cleaned out, nothing in it. They were hired to clean it. You know what I mean? Like, clean, like deep clean,
right.
Before the new people move their stuff in.
Okay.
Which people do when they buy a
house. Did you hire them or did the people hire them?
I didn't. Okay. I didn't own it anymore. It's not my home.
Okay. No, I just wondered if maybe you hired them to deep clean after you left.
I would never do that. They signed the title.
It's their done. House. Yeah.
No. They hired a cleaning company to come in.
I gotcha.
When the girl got there, she said, I heard, but what I want to know is this.
Who told you it was my house? Who told you that it was
I want to know, because there's no pictures of me in it. I was moved out. So who told you, who told the cleaning company who told you that that was my house? That's what I want to know.
Did you tell the new owners that was your that you were on the radio and you were Jackie Green from the
news? Unless they found me online.
They could have, I guess.
Well, and the neighbors knew I worked in the radio and stuff. But like, even
the neighbor's not talking to the cleaning lady.
The neighbor's not talking to the cleaning company who was, I'm assuming, like one of those big, like, you know, like it has multiple people working for them, and they sent them out to that house.
So she sends a Snapchat to Jake.
Yes.
And was she trying?
He was like, this is weird.
But why did she send it to Jake? Was she trying to confirm that it was your home with Jake?
We don't know. Because Jake's like, either she just sent it to me and is saying it because she knows that we're friends, or she's sending that because we don't know. Because you know when you send a snap, you can send it to like everyone on your phone.
I'm hot.
So God only knows that she was just sending it to Jake to confirm like, hey, your friend Jackie Green. Like, maybe that's what she meant. But we don't know.
Right.
Oh, I was so mad.
I am mad.
I've told like a million people the story, but it's so convoluted. Like, it took me a second to get, you know,
right.
across because it's like, no. Like, I said this. They said this.
I know. That's why I couldn't get it at
first. That's why it's so messed up is because Jake's like, I know this girl. Like, I went on a date with her. We never went out again. We met on like an online dating site and never went out again. You know.
Then why is she sending that to
Snapchat?
Him?
Well, that's the thing. Why do anyone do anything they do? Like, I have an ex-boyfriend who I dated in college who Snapchats me all the time. Dumb stuff.
What?
But he's not Snapchatting me like me. He just sends snaps and he said, I'm one of the people he must click to send it to. And it's things like his dog.
That's weird.
I think it's
just
weird.
Update your story, weirdo.
Yeah, like, why are you sending me that?
Right. I have people that send me snaps sometimes, too, and I'm like, why did you send me that? There's this one listener I have, and he sends me pictures of his weed all the time.
Of his weed?
His pot. What'd you thought he said?
Ween.
I'm like, what? And I am not getting wiener snapshots, thank God, on Snapchat.
Christ.
He sends me pictures of his weed, like his marijuana, and I don't know if he thinks I'm going to be like, cool, dude, bake it up. Or yeah, like, I'm going to be like, hey,
oh, that's awesome, bro.
Share that with me, bro. But I just ignore it and I move on with my day. I laugh every time.
Right. And it's like, haha.
Right.
Do you think I'm like, maybe he thinks you're a pothead.
Do I come off as a pothead?
No.
Are you sure? I come off as a narc, don't I?
I don't think you come off as either.
No?
You just come off as indifferent.
I mean, I smoke weed on occasion, but...
I never would have guessed that, I guess. Though maybe don't come off as
it's not like something I never buy it.
No, I don't want to be caught in that.
No, but like, trouble. I'll be honest. Like, if somebody was like, let's say I realize that I'm a mother, but let's say that I'm like out at a party or something and like I've got the night out and I'm free and I don't have to go home and like I have zero parental responsibilities. And maybe somebody's like, hey, Rach, you want to hit this chair? I'd be like, okay.
I don't ever smoke anything.
No, well, I mean, I don't normally either. But like
I'm
I said, if
about
I was presented
smoke in general,
huh?
I'm weird about smoke in general.
Yeah,
I just don't like smoke.
It's because it's gross.
Yeah,
I can admit it. It's disgusting.
I
smoked cigarettes for years.
To you forever.
It does. And
it
now
feels like it's always there.
It's hard to believe I haven't smoked in like over a year.
Oh yeah, well over a year.
I know, it's crazy. I loved smoking cigarettes.
Dude, I can't believe
I thought it was the coolest.
The fact that we're talking about this is nuts because you never talked about this.
You know what? The reason I'm talking about it is because Ken Evans, my new morning show partner, outed me on the air his first day.
What?
Yeah, we were doing a topic because there was a listener that reached out to us and said that the girl he was dating was like smoking in the car with her kid. And he brought up that I used to be a smoker. He didn't know it was a secret. I just never told anybody that I used to be a smoker.
It's not the kind of thing that you bring up.
No, I don't tell people. And that's the thing. If I'm doing something that's socially unacceptable, Like, maybe I need to put my life in check. And I did. Like, I stopped. I tried to stop smoking before I got pregnant. I mean, I literally, because I wanted to get pregnant so bad, I stopped.
You cut down a lot.
Yes.
By the time I even started here, I didn't even know you were a smoker.
Yeah.
I remember you said, I smoke. Please don't talk. You know, I try not to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get cut down.
Right. And well, I was embarrassed that I was still smoking.
Well, it's not like you were smoking like the other guy in the building.
No, I've never been a pack-a-day smoker or anything like that.
Nothing crazy.
Honestly, I would maybe smoke like 7 cigarettes a day.
What?
Yeah, like maybe 7.
My thing was
which really wasn't
this
bad.
Is what I don't understand about smoking, because I've never done it. I've never even smoked a cigarette.
Never?
No. What I think is weird about it is we know, not that we know it's bad for you, because we know like alcohol's not great for you either.
Right.
That's just like there's so much like we're taught so young, never smoke.
And I still did it.
But everyone does. So many people do. And I would get, why?
Well, I don't know. Honestly, okay, so
like,
when I sit and think about it.
What gets you into being like, I'm going to start smoking, when you know, once I start, I'm going to be addicted? Because I've never met a person who just starts smoking one day and then doesn't just keep doing it.
Oh, I have friends that can only smoke when they drink.
Well, I have a couple friends who would get drunk and like take a puff off a cigarette or only, you know, they get really drunk and they
smoke. I have a friend who buys a pack just when she goes out.
I'm talking about people who try it when they're sober.
Oh,
and then they start trying it. The day you buy a pack is the day that you know you're starting to smoke.
Right.
And that's
the way I started smoking was in college. I was like, I didn't start smoking until I was like 21. And in fact, my parents like smoked all my life, and I used to break their cigarettes and flush them down the toilet because I went through dare class.
Did your parents know that you smoked?
I hid it for a little while, but then when the cat was out of the bag, I mean, I would smoke with them. That was part of the problem.
Oh.
Like my parents smoked, so we would smoke together. And my husband smoked. Aaron smoked too.
Aaron did?
Yeah.
He doesn't anymore, does he?
We loved smoking.
Who quit first?
Aaron.
Oh, really? What made him want to quit?
We just knew that we didn't want to smoke anymore. And like, he actually stopped before our wedding and then started up again after.
I think the thing is, smoking got, it was already got a, it already had a bad rap. But once they took it, what was it, 2007, out of restaurants? 2008, then it
changed
was like
the game.
Changed the game.
Yeah.
Because then
I didn't want to freeze my ass off outside in the winter.
That is a big one. And two, it became like, have fun outside. You know what I mean? It wasn't cool anymore because you couldn't sit there in the bar and smoke.
Exactly.
So it was like, oh, I guess I'll go outside.
And that was the reason, like the reason I started smoking was because A, I could smoke in a bar, but B, like it was from partying in college. Like I was 21. I remember the day I smoked my first cigarette and was like, I really like this. I was at up at Copper Beach Apartments, up at Central Michigan University, fired up chips. If you're like me and just didn't give a about school, whoops, there's a cuss word.
Whoops.
But I started smoking when I was like partying one night. I was standing outside and I was with my roommate, Danielle D. Biggs, and she passed me a P-Funk, which was a Parliament.
Oh my God.
And I sat there, I smoked with her.
And
after that, I started smoking.
I think I have taken a puff off a cigarette before. I've never smoked a cigarette.
Now, if I think I did it, I would feel sick.
I think that I've like tried. I'm 99% sure there's been maybe 3 occasions that I was very drunk and I was like, I'm going to try that. I took like a puff and handed it back.
Yeah.
But I've never like had a cigarette and been like, light me up. I'm going to smoke this cigarette.
Oh my God. I used to think I was so hot. Like,
oh, I bet.
Oh my
so
God.
Cool right now.
Look at my cleavage. I'm smoking a cig. Like, who wants to go to the pub? Like, oh my
Look
God.
Look how cool I am right now.
College Rachel was not okay.
But then it extended into adult Rachel.
Right, which continued to not be okay.
Were you so mad when Ken called you out?
Yes.
Were you mad at
first? I was not pleased.
What'd
you
say?
But he goes, the reason I'm talking about this is because you quit, Rachel. It's not easy to do. I'm like,
you're like, the reason you're talking about it, you didn't know I cared that you told anyone.
Right.
That's not why you're talking about it.
Yes, it is what it is. But the cat's out of the bag. I used to be a smoker and now I'm not. And there's that. Hopefully you can stop. If your parents caught you smoking when you were growing up, would they do anything? Like,
yeah, they would have been really mad.
No, I mean, like, let's say did your parents smoke or no?
No.
Okay.
Well, so, I think my mom smoked in the 80s briefly and quit. They never smoked when I was alive.
I think everybody smoked in the 80s. Right. That's like saying, I think, you know, my mom might have done coke in the
80s. A lot of cigars now. That's his, like, thing.
Do you inhale cigars? I thought you just puffed on them.
You do just puff.
I don't know anything about
cigars.
You just
puff on them, I think.
Okay, got ya. So, like, when you were growing up, were your parents strict?
No and yes.
Yeah?
Okay, so it's hard to describe the dynamics, but my mom and dad, they weren't strict in the sense that I was always the first to be able to do anything out of all my friends. Like, hey, want to go to the movies? My parents are going to drop us off. Oh, wait, your parents are going to stay with you?
Yes.
I was the first to be able to do that. Oh, want to go to the mall? My mom's just going to drop me off. I was the first to be able to do that.
How old?
Fifth grade.
Holy crap. Damn!
Yeah.
That is early.
Really? I didn't think it was that early. To go walk around the mall? We'd go to the arcade, Mr. Bulky's candy, go
would
to Claire's.
Would you let Greenlee?
I don't know. She's only one.
Okay, but think about your 10-year-old self. What'd you do?
I wasn't 10. I was like 13. I was the oldest kid in my grade.
Okay, so you had to have been like 7th grade then.
No. You graduated in 04?
Yeah.
I'm 32. I'll be 33 in May. I'm older than you. I was older than everyone in my grade.
Oh, okay.
So I turned 12 in 5th grade. The end of 5th grade.
Oh.
So I was older than everyone. Like, I turned 16 my freshman year of high school. The end of it, but.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So when I was in 8th grade, I was already 15 years old.
Okay, that's wild. Okay.
Well, I was 14 and I turned 15 in May.
Gotcha.
And then freshman year of high school, I was 15. Yeah. I turned 16 in May.
So when you tell me that, I don't think your parents were very strict.
So they weren't.
Yeah.
They were strict about things like doing my chores and back talking. Like, you didn't mess with my mom and dad. Like,
really?
And if I was caught doing something bad, that was really big trouble. But they weren't strict because I never got in trouble because I always did whatever they said. All right. I can't do that. I won't do it.
Okay. But so you never got in like big trouble.
The most trouble I ever got in, and this is so pathetic.
Oh, I'm dying.
Grade.
I'm so excited.
So we've talked about this before.
I'm so excited.
I've vlogged about it.
Was this the condom story?
No, that didn't get in trouble for that. My mom was like, whatever, your kids, you're doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, listen for that, like episode 12 or something.
Recap of the condom story. We went glow bowling. My girlfriend got a glow-in-the-dark condom from the condom machine. She thought it was funny. And they turned it into a rubber band by breaking it and tied it to our shoes. That was funny. And our shoes glowed, and they made our shoes glow in the dark. We thought it was cool that our shoes glowed in the dark. We got home and we went to sleep on our couch after watching scary movies all night. Like, we literally were just kids. We didn't do anything bad.
Right.
Her mom marched in the room and said, which one of you used these? Which one of you used these?
Okay, so that is the condom story.
She went crazy.
Okay, now tell this story.
Okay, this story. So I just had my surgery, whatever, my freshman year. And then I missed a bunch of school, took my exams, failed them all because I didn't do anything. And it sounded like a Vicodin drip. And I like didn't know what I was doing. And then, so grades came back out and I literally failed almost every class my freshman year, my first semester.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was failing. I failed health. I failed everything.
And you failed health?
Well, yeah.
It was Chicklin.
Health was very confusing for me. I wasn't like you. I was born without ovaries and a uterus. So when we're in health and they're talking about growing up and having periods and getting older.
Okay, so when you pointed out that way.
And I said, well, this doesn't apply to me. And I'm very uncomfortable and I'm scared everyone's going to know. So I'm going to
I retract that.
So when tests would come in and stuff, I had never listened because I would honestly purposely zone out. Like, I would just be like, whatever. And then the test would come, and the basic things that everyone knew, because it was basic, I would be like, I don't know. I'm going to circle one. And then I ended up getting, like, a D.
Okay.
So our grades came out. My parents, not really looking at the big picture at the time, because I came off like, I was fine. None of this bothered me. I'm fine. We're like, you're failing health. You're failing math. Yeah. You're failing this. So my parents are like, you're grounded for a month. I had never been grounded for more than 3 days in my whole life. And I remember I was
What'd
like,
you do?
I was hysterical. I'm grounded for a month. What? I went nuts. Like, I remember I was like, I hate you. My life is over. I laid on my bed and I cried and it was horrible. That was the most trouble I've ever gotten in.
That's the most trouble you've ever gotten in.
My whole life.
I was grounded for 3 months.
What? No, you weren't.
Yes.
Three months for what?
April, May, June.
No. The summer?
Yes.
Well, going into summer. Why?
I was naughty. I was a bad, bad child.
You didn't get a D in health?
No, I did not get a D in health, check. I had my parents went out of town. I was a freshman in high school at Clarkston High, where I had just started as a new student. Just made friends.
I'm like so scared.
My parents went out of town. I was staying with,
you were only
Sally
a freshman,
and Sarah. I was 14. And, we rode the bus home. I was supposed to be staying with my girlfriend, Sally and Sarah, with their parents. They told their parents they were staying at Sarah's house. We rode the bus home and we broke into my home. We cut open the screen of the window in the laundry room and then we pushed one of our friends through it. We broke into the house at 14 years old, my own home. I rode the bus home to break into.
Why didn't you just unlock the door?
Because I didn't have a key. My parents they didn't trust me. For good reason.
Apparently they had good
reason. For good reason. And we had a great big party. And like, boys came and brought alcohol and the cops ended up busting it.
No, you're lying right now.
Not.
You were a freshman.
I know.
What did your little brother do?
He was also with a friend or in Indiana with my family.
Oh my God.
Cops showed up. My parents have this brand new home. I got grounded for like 3 months. I remember my dad threw a broom at me. Like he was so mad. The cops, when they came into to bust the party, the neighbors called the police.
Oh, of course. They're like, this is crazy. Right. We know that the Grays aren't home.
Yes. Like, and, this is bad. Right. So they called and one kid showed up and I was drunk. I was 14. This kid showed up at my house and I wouldn't let him in. So he got mad and he took a beer bottle and broke the coach light above the opening of our door.
Oh my God.
Somebody ran over our mailbox. My dad made me stand in the front yard and learn how to re-cement a mailbox in that day. The cops, when they busted the house, they walked through the house with their boots on. And this house was brand new. It was like my mom's dream home when they got it. They tracked mud all the way through it.
No.
I remember my mom crying, scrubbing the stairs, going, why would you do this?
What'd you do?
I'll never forget it. I was grounded for so long. It was terrible. It was awful. I never did anything bad. I didn't drink for a long time in high school because of that. It wasn't until like my senior year that I started like partying again. But I was like terrified. And like my friends were listed as missing children, two of them, because they were like running through the, and we had no cars. Nobody took off in their vehicles.
I'm like flabbergasted right
yeah.
now.
One of my friends was like hiding behind a tree when the police were looking for her, like in the woods, and she started eating dirt because she thought they were going to smell the booze on her breath. I mean, we were kids.
Oh my.
That was like the most trouble I've ever been
I've
in.
Never done anything like that my whole life.
It was really bad. Like, I genuinely, like,
hearing about
for God's
other
sakes,
kids drinking and stuff. It never even occurred to me to drink.
Oh, my God. Sophomore year, I never smoked a lot of pot in high school. Like, I thought, I never got in. I never had been a pot
smoker. I didn't even
know
kids smoked pot in high school.
Really? Oh,
I thought they don't really do that. How do they get it?
There was a group of girls that, like, would get stoned before they came into school.
What?
Yeah.
I know we had groups of people that did that, but I remember I was like, I don't even know how they got it.
That wasn't me, though. I don't like getting high very much.
I'm like flabbergasted by the story. You were in ninth grade.
Yeah, I know. I tell it now and I think to myself, my God, I've got a daughter and one day she's going to be in ninth grade.
There were times I look back and be like, I was like such a bad kid. I would be mean to my mom. I would have temper tantrums at like 16 all the time where I'd scream and cry and say, I hate you. You know what I mean? Dumb stuff.
Right.
I never did anything bad like that. The worst thing I ever did would probably be like, no, I can't think of anything bad I did. Like, make out with my boyfriend in the basement? Like, no
really?
Little kids do? Yeah.
Oh, my God. I used to sneak out of school with my boyfriend.
I never snuck out of school.
You never skipped school.
I remember on
Girl.
Listen, this is how good I was. This is what I mean by my parents kind of had a, like, they let me do what I wanted within reason. I remember senior skip day. I called my mom at lunch. I said, senior skip day. All the kids are gone.
You went to school, didn't
and my
you?
Mom, yeah, and my mom said, "Oh, want me to call you out?" And I said, "Yeah." And she called me out, so I didn't have to worry about getting in trouble like everyone else.
Your
and then
mother,
I got to experience senior skip day.
Your mother got you out of school on senior skip day.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? I was just honest with her. I said, "Mom,
right.
it's quote unquote senior skip day,
right.
and all the kids are gone, and they're all going to like the Chinese buffet for lunch, and it's this thing."
We always did dumb
yeah.
stuff on
and
senior skip day,
or going to the mall food court. And I was like, "I want to go, but I really don't want to get in trouble." And she's like, "Oh, okay, I'll call. Thanks."
That's amazing that your mom was like, oh, "Okay." If well, I called my mom and was like being honest, she would have like, "Suck it up, Buttercup. Go to class." Like, she would have never said, "I'll get you out."
Yeah. But that's because you
I was
did
bad.
Things like throw parties and
I was
get
bad.
Caught out. I didn't. Like, I would be like, "Hey, Mom, can we go see that new movie Hairspray? Will you drop us off?" You know what I mean? Like, that's what we did. Like, me and my friend Jessica.
I hope Quinn is like
I remember
you.
Fun things for me and my friend Jessica would be like, "Let's go to Walgreens and buy like 10 Reese's Fast Breaks and watch music videos." And then at like when it's dark outside, we're going to walk to the park and we can call boys on my cell phone.
Oh my God.
Like, that is what we did.
How old were you with a cell phone?
I got a cell phone at like 17.
Yeah, I was 16 when I first when
that
I got
been
my
like
first
my junior
job.
Year, my sophomore junior
yeah,
year.
That was a big rule for my parents. When I got my first job, I could have a phone. Now kids are getting phones and they're like 9.
Oh, I know.
It's nuts.
It's nuts. My first but phones that we got versus phones that they get are different.
Right. Like, I played
Nextel,
Snake on it.
I had a Nextel 2-way where,
boop, boop, boop.
Hey there, it's me.
My best friend Sarah had one of those. I was so jealous of it.
It was so cool. Mm-hmm. It was so cool being in the parking, like the student parking lot and having
yeah.
your phone go beep, beep.
Well, the thing is, too, like nowadays, phones go like the extra mile when it comes to kids. Kids can like get on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this, parents, but there's porn on Instagram.
What?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to, you know what? When we are old and gray, I'm going to have to show you all the things you're going to have to keep Greenlee away from.
Here's the thing, though. The guys are, the little boys are going to find a way to look at porn.
Yes, but do you really want it available and ready at their hand at any point?
I don't have a little boy, so I don't care.
Right.
I'm going to deal with my little girl.
Right. It's a different world. It just really is. Like my cousin, he's 11 now, and he just got an Instagram page. And right now.
11.
Sorry, Aunt Dawn, I'm judging you. So he's 11 and he's on Instagram, but I did check with her and she said that she's got like the privacy settings on there.
Right.
Like people have to request to be his friend. But the thing is, you can like search out, you can like search out porn and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure.
There.
I'm sure you can if you dig deep enough. I never.
Right.
I just look at who I look at.
The only reason I know that is because friends of ours who are grown men know how to do that. Like there are certain people that they follow and they can't put up full blown boobs, but they can have like painted or women in thongs.
Right.
It's nasty, it actually. Is nasty. Some of it. And these women just thrive on these
likes. Oh, I know. And they get likes and they keep doing it and then it's even worse.
When I think about like raising a kid now versus my parents, like I almost feel like we have it worse than they do. I was bad.
Oh, we definitely do because they have the kids now have so much more
there's
to get trouble with.
Outlets.
Right.
I mean, God, like back in the day, I used to do this too. Like my parents would make me call. One of their rules is that I had to call from where I was so they could see the name come up on the caller ID to know that I was actually calling from that phone inside that home. Which
we had that too.
Was smart. It's smart because I would lie. I mean, I would take the
receiver. We had rules like that, I guess, but it just never occurred to me to, like, if I wanted to go somewhere, I knew my mom and dad would say yes to an extent. Like,
I wanted to go to parties and stuff, so I would call.
I never was invited to a party, and I think that's part of it.
Aww.
But it wasn't, like, I think that's the thing, is the parties weren't, a party was the people throwing it, and they threw it together, and they're the ones that partied, and I didn't hang out with the people that were partying.
Yeah.
So I wasn't getting invited to the parties, because I wasn't. Like, I remember my senior year, my boyfriend at the time, He didn't really drink much or anything, but he was with the cool kids that would have parties like that.
Right.
And I remember one of the kids' moms, and this always has baffled me, threw a party and they're letting all the kids drink and everything. And it was like senior year. And I always thought, why? Like you're risking getting in so much trouble as a parent. So much trouble.
So much.
If you get caught serving alcohol to minors, for one thing, you're in big trouble. And two, if one of those kids, heaven forbid, dies, you're liable.
Oh, I know. And honestly, like,
how ignorant are you that you're so desperate and thirsty to be the cool mom? Uh-oh, did your mom do this? Oh, no. You're looking at me like your mom did this.
My parents did let us drink, my best friend Sarah and I. And we would have to stay at the home, obviously. And we weren't allowed to go anywhere. And they saw it as... And it was very much so.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Gray. I'm not making fun of you.
It was very much so as long as they're in my house.
I think the people I'm thinking of, I think the reason I feel that way is because I'm thinking of specific people whose moms, they had sons, not daughters, and they'd have big parties with like 20 of the boys over at the house.
That's
and they would let
weird.
All the kids drink. And it was like, can't leave the house, they can drink. And then they'd have drinks too. And it was like this thing they would do. And I always used to think,
the
how
moms
desperate
with sons?
Are you? Yeah, like I dated the son.
See, that's a little weird.
And I didn't ever go. I would say,
like,
have fun
tonight.
I don't
think my mom
did. And he'd say, why don't you go with me? And I'd be like, no, I'm not interested. And I think it's weird.
My mom did not do this with my brother. Like it was me and my girlfriends.
Yeah.
It wasn't my brother and his cronies getting drunk at the house until we got older. And then my parents let us. When
right.
We were of
well, that's
age.
Different.
Yeah. But when
like,
we were
I
younger.
I thought it was weird when we were in high school. Like, I feel like, and I remember my mom said this once, the parents that are doing that don't care that they get in trouble, which they could get in big trouble. And two, they're just desperate for their kids to think they're cool. Because why else are they doing it?
My parents were doing it because I was bad and they knew
and
I was going to drink
it anyway. And they thought
that's why they did it.
Oh,
they
yeah.
weren't doing it. Trust me. My dad was not doing it to look cool.
Right.
He knew my girlfriends and I were drinking at the house, but he was not doing it to say, be cool. Come to the Grays. I'm the
right.
coolest parent in the world.
Well,
my dad
know,
was
why
doing
they're...
it because he knew Rachel was getting wasted no matter where she was going. I want her home so I can see her and I know where she is. And I get that to an extent. Will I let Quinn do that? Absolutely. Positively. Not a chance in hell is that happening.
That's not happening.
No, it's not happening.
Well, I don't know for a fact that's why these moms did that. I just know I always thought it was weird. And I also thought, I don't know, my mom and dad, my mom drank a ton. She still drinks. She's a partier. My mom always has been. She'd always say, when you're 21, go nuts. But I'm not getting in trouble for your mistake.
Right.
That's who I would be the one to get in trouble. And that's the law. This isn't in trouble with me like you're grabbing it. This is the law. Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking to go get in trouble with the law.
You know what, though? I will say this. My parents had very strict rules growing up. So here they were. They let me drink at the house and stuff. But they were very strict. In fact, when I threw that party at 14 that we were talking about earlier, my dad called the police officer that busted the party, made him come back to the house a week later, set me down on the couch, and this police officer ripped me a new ass.
Was it so uncomfortable?
It was so I was crying. And he was telling me the trouble I could get in. He knows my name. He will be watching out for me. I was terrified. So my dad called the police and made them come back.
Go, dad. That's a good dad.
And it worked. I'll never forget it. He had a lot of different things that he did as far as rules went. Like, I had to be home at a certain time to have dinner.
We had the dinner rule.
I only was allowed one night a weekend out. I was not allowed. The other night, I had to stay home with my family. So if I stayed at my best friend Sarah's on Friday night, on Saturday, my ass was expected to be home, A, for dinner, and B, I was staying at home with them for the night.
We didn't have rules like that, but we were a lot more activity-driven.
Yeah.
Like, I never, ever, until maybe my senior year, ever asked to go do something on a weeknight. It never even occurred to me, unless it was Friday, to go out and do anything outside cross-country practice.
Well, yeah, you had cross country. That's the thing. I think it's a big deal to get your kids involved in extracurriculars because it keeps them busy. Well, so they're not like me looking for their next beer.
Right. I had cross country after school every day, or track or indoor track or baton or dance.
Yeah.
Every day right after school. I didn't get home till 5:30 every day.
Right.
Every day.
And you're probably whooped.
And then I had to eat dinner. So I ate.
Yeah.
By the time I was done, I mean, especially in the fall, it was dark.
I really wasn't allowed out on a school night, to be honest.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to go. I
wasn't going to a movie. Like, that wasn't even a thing.
No,
I wasn't allowed to do that.
No, it never even occurred to me to do something outside maybe a school project.
Right.
On a weeknight.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know, I guess we did things on Friday and Saturday nights. Like, Friday night, we'd go roller skating when we were real young.
Yeah.
Or glow bowling.
As a family?
No, with like the girls in school.
Oh, okay.
That was just Friday night that my mom would pick us up. I remember it was really cool in fifth grade because everyone would go roller skating and we'd skate till 10. It was really late.
10 was late though in fifth grade.
She'd drop my friend off and I'd go home.
Right.
And Saturday I'd do whatever I did. Sometimes I was home. Sometimes I'd just up with friends. But a lot of times it was like going to the mall or the movies.
You know, it's funny to me when I think back about what my parents were lenient about. Because like hearing you talk about like the drinking at home and I think about how strict they were about everything else.
Right.
It does make sense that they wanted me to stay home because they knew I was partying and
stuff
like that.
I remember one time my mom, when I got the bad grades in ninth grade, I remember one, they were so mad and they had gone to my conference and they came back just like they've been never that mad at me. I don't think they've ever been that mad at me because they just were so, I think it's because they were so unaware. They were used to, Jackie got a C in math. They were used to that.
See, I would have got grounded for that.
They weren't used to a C.
Oh, I couldn't go to like dances if I got a C in something.
Oh no, I got C's all the time. Well, but not after this. After this scenario, I was all A's and B's because I didn't want to get in trouble again.
Right.
But I can remember they used to go and they'd get the same thing every time. Jackie's so nice. She's a good kid. She talks a lot, but she's good. She needs to concentrate a little more and that's it. And then I'd get like C's, B's and A's. No big deal.
Right.
But this particular conference, you know, halfway through my freshman year, they went in and everyone said the same thing. Her head's somewhere else. We don't know. She's got horrible grades.
You were going through some shit.
Yeah,
though.
But they didn't think I was because I played it off real like, I don't care. No, I'm fine. And I was really good about hiding it. And I don't think it ever occurred to my mom and dad. And maybe probably now it does and looking back. But at the time, it never once occurred to them, oh, that's what's going on. Like, I remember my mom looked at me and said, are you on drugs? Are you doing drugs?
Was she nervous?
Do we need to talk you through this? Are you doing drugs? And I remember at the time I went, no. Like, I was flabbergasted that they even asked me that. But reality was, I'm on drugs. I'm on new hormone medication. I'm on Vicodin for the pain of the surgery. I was on a morphine drip. Like, I was on drugs.
You were,
Like, what do you mean? Am I on drugs? Yeah, sorry I didn't read Romeo and Juliet.
With the age that you were.
And keep it in my head when I'm on Vicodin, new estrogen medicine, so my hormones are flying through the roof, and I just had major surgery.
And but the age that you are, you're going through... Not just the medicine and the surgery and the recovery on your body.
Right.
You were dealing with things mentally in questioning who you were. I mean, that's that's enough in itself. And then you throw the drugs on top of that.
And I remember I did, even the grades, getting the bad grades, getting grounded, didn't really bother me that much. I remember I was so upset the day it happened. And then I was like, I'm fine, whatever. I still can go to track practice. I'm still fine.
Right.
And I had been running really well and, you know, I whatever. And so then what had happened? I don't remember how it exactly happened, but I had an orthodontist appointment. And this is the one time I did something bad, quote unquote bad. I told my coach, I have an orthodontist appointment and can't go to practice. But really, I had an orthodontist appointment and I got back to school and could have gone to practice. But I don't remember why I didn't want to. There was some reason I didn't want to. And I ended up waiting for my mom to pick me up and sat with like my high school boyfriend holding hands in the hall. Something really dumb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't go to practice. Someone somehow told coach Jackie wasn't really at the orthodontist appointment. I saw her in the hallway.
Oh.
So he let me, he knew I had gotten bad grades and he knew that happened. So he let me get all the way to this meet in Jackson, Michigan. Now we lived in Kalamazoo. That's like an hour and a half. So I got out of school, got in the bus, rode all the way to Jackson, planning on running. I got there and
he said, sit your ass down.
Come here. And I go, okay. And he goes, where were you on practice yesterday? And I said, had an orthodontist appointment. And he goes, no, you didn't. But I really did have one. I just not during practice. And I said, yes, I did. Because I wasn't lying. And he goes, but was it during practice? And I go, partially. And he's like, yeah, well, you're lying about that. And your parents told me that you got a D in health and a D in math and you're not running today.
Oh.
And I remember I go, please. And he said, nope. Go sit down. We're all the way in Jackson. A meet. I don't know if you know how long a track meet takes.
How long?
They start at like 3. You're not usually done until 10 p.m.
Oh, kill me.
Outside in April. It's like cold.
That was the worst thing you did.
I had to borrow a phone and call my mom and dad and be like, don't come watch me run. I'm not running. And I remember they were like, oh, we're sorry, sweetie. But looking back, I think maybe they knew he wasn't going to let me run.
Probably.
And they weren't really on the way.
They routed you out for your grades. So they definitely
knew. So I
knew.
Was like, well, this sucks. And I was so mad that day. I don't think I've ever been that upset. And the thing that I try to tell the kids I coached, I don't coach anymore, but when I did now, is that screwed up for 2 years. That screwed up my life because I got those grades. And then I got good enough grades to pass, but it was so bad that I was like D's. When I came back in the fall, my grade point, because you make your grade point your freshman year. That's when grade point starts. My grade point was 1.8 or 1.9. I got D's and everything.
Yeah.
So when cross country started, to be a student athlete in any sport at any school, the Michigan law is you have to have above a 2.0. I didn't. My overall was like 1.8. So they were like, you can't run. Sorry.
Huh.
So I got to be on the team and go to meets and watch. But I couldn't run until I got my grade point
over. So when you were doing, how old were the kids that you were coaching?
High school.
When you were telling these stories, what were their reactions to this?
They were like, you didn't get to run? Well, how bad were your grades? I'd tell them. I'm like, same as yours right now. You got to get them up.
Right.
And some of them would be like, oh my gosh. And they'd listen. And some would be like, screw you.
Is that intimidating?
What?
To sit there and, I mean, you're sitting here telling these kids, get your ish together. This is why. And
no, because most of the time, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I was younger than the coaches I had, but the girls usually talked to me pretty candidly.
Okay, they were open with you?
Oh, yeah. But I was more like a friend than a coach, I feel like, sometimes.
Yeah.
But, like, I would never talk that way to my coach. But he was, like, a grown man, like a 50-year-old man.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're dealing with, at the time, a 28-year-old girl who looked like she was 22. Like, you know
right.
what I mean? Like, they're just
God,
like,
and you say that, but I sit and think about it, and I'm imagining you talking to these kids and, like, talking to these high schoolers about what to do and making the right decisions and all that. Think about, like, what teens are like now compared to what we were. You were talking about just them looking alone.
Oh, yeah.
They look like they could buy booze.
Oh, yeah.
Ken and I were at one of the hot games of the week, and I'm looking at these teenagers, and I'm like, is that girl 21 or is she 12?
Yeah, how old is this girl?
I don't know. Like, you can't tell anymore. You have to be so careful with that stuff. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if maybe we're just letting them have more freedom when it comes to, like, makeup and what they dress to express themselves
and
all that.
Which is funny
earlier.
Because our dress code at my high school, I remember thinking it was so strict. It was pretty lenient.
Yeah, ours was too.
The only rule was you had to have two straps.
Yeah, me
too. And they had to be two fingers. That's
it.
I could just wear a tank top and jeans or
shorts.
What
about, we had to have fingertip length.
Didn't even have that rule.
Oh, really? I got my mom called once because I was in a skirt that wasn't extremely short, but it wasn't extremely long either.
Right.
And I was going up the stairs and it was kind of fluffy and, like, you could see my butt, I guess. I could care less.
Right.
I couldn't care less. And remember they called me down and they were like, we're gonna call your mom. And I was like, but this is fingertip length. They were like, yeah, but you've got it pulled down, like, we know, because I was kind of hiked down a little bit, because, you know, you can, like, shimmy it down.
Oh, yeah.
But they called my mom. My mom's like, man, I didn't think it was bad when you left. But its rules now are like so much stricter.
So much more strict.
Yeah. And when so I think much. About it, like Jackie and I were both best dressed 04. What?
Whoop.
But I think dress codes are not the worst thing in the world. And I don't think uniforms are the worst thing in the world either.
I don't think uniforms are the worst thing in the world. I think with dress codes, it's like my high school, I will say, looking back, was really good about like the boys had it just as bad as the girls. Remember when Abercrombie came out with all those graphic tees they used to have that had like really derogatory things on there, but half the time you didn't even get what they were trying to say?
Yes.
I can remember boys would buy those like left and right, and they got called out. The minute they wore one, nope, take it off, get out.
Friend of mine had one of those, and it said, freshman girls, get them while they're skinny.
What?
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget it. I just talked to him yesterday, actually, one of my oldest friends.
Oh, my God.
Friends of Aaron and I both.
You'd never see shirts like that now.
No, you would never.
Never.
They would be ripped apart.
Back then, that's the kind of thing you saw all the time. And the boys, I remember constantly getting called in the office to change their shirt. All the time.
Good Lord.
So, like, it wasn't just targeted on the females, like, and how they dressed. I remember the guys got it just as much as the girls.
Yeah. I don't know. Things are changing. That's for sure. I'm terrified for Quinn to grow up.
I know. I don't think about it very much.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, I'm hoping Greenlee will want to do activities like I did, because that kept me really occupied.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good. Good Lord. All right. Well, thanks for the trip down memory lane today.
I know. That was great.
I know. You okay?
I feel so young now.
I know.
I'm thinking back to being 15.
Now we're just a couple of old ladies sitting here talking about what are we going to do with our kids? We got to keep them off the internet.
Got to keep them off the net.
The world wide web.
The damn internet. Yeah. Back when we had AOL. Yeah. I was Sunshine Girl 4011.
Really? I was, what was I? Rachy MJ 15.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, MJ for Michael Jackson. RIP for life.
No.
I love Michael. Are you kidding? Yeah.
It's no Sunshine Girl 4011.
I mean, no, but you are a Sunshine Girl. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Make sure you find The Gray and Green Show on iTunes. Rate us. You guys have been rating us, which is so awesome, and we love, love reading
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yes, find us on Facebook, Insta. We're everywhere.
Oh, FMK.
Oh, we always
Oh my gosh, how can we always
forget?
It's like I love doing
FMK.
It and I love to forget.
Okay, we're going to do the Adams.
The Adams.
Adam Levine. Adam Scott.
From Parks and Rec.
From Parks and Rec. Or Adam Brody.
From The O.C.
God, I used to love The O.C. I live for
obsessed.
The O.C.
I was obsessed.
Every Thursday, The O.C. Oh, I loved Misha Barton.
Oh, I loved her.
Yeah.
I loved everything about The O.C. Cooper. I owned every season on DVD.
And do you really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I still dang. Do.
Okay, so FMK, Adam Levine, Adam Scott, Adam Brody. Jackie, go.
Oh, my. I have to go first. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to kill Adam Levine.
What? Okay.
Yep. I'm going to hook up with Adam Scott. And I'm going to marry Adam Brody.
Are you really? Because he's nerdy.
I love
attractive.
Seth.
Yes, I
love Seth.
Seth
Cohen.
Oh, my God. Okay, I am going to... Ooh. I'm going to kill Adam Scott.
You weren't a big Parks and Rec fan?
It's all right. I watched a few episodes.
Oh, I thought this was hilarious.
Yeah, it is funny, but I just can't get into it. Adam Brody, I am going to... See, I really like Seth and I really like Adam Brody. I'm going to marry Adam Levine and just bang Adam Brody. I'm going to marry Adam Levine because I think Adam Levine, he's going to sing to me every night. He's got a lovely voice.
He's got a lovely
he's
voice.
Stunning.
You can go on The Voice, you can the
look
show
at
The
him.
Voice, and
yes,
be backstage and wave at him.
All right, we are out of here. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. Have a good one.
Bye.
It's 1:41. Mountain Time in Roswell, New Mexico. And you're listening to Night Call. From New York City, I'm Emily Yoshida.
And from Los Angeles, I'm Tess Lynch.
And Molly Lambert.
And this is Night Call, a weekly podcast to keep you company during those strange days and lonely nights. Some of you may know us from our previous podcast that we did at Grantland, RIP.
Listen to Night Call every Monday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.